Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, December 9th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We've got an interesting new variation of the Poodle vulnerability to start out with today. Adam Langley published a blog post with details how the Poodle vulnerability does affect some implementations of TLS. So it's not just limited to SSL version 3. If you remember, the problem was that in SSL version 3, the padding bytes are not specified and also not verified via a MAC. So an attacker could essentially replace those padding bytes and then play with that. Well, and it turns out that in TLS, the padding bytes are specified. However, the receiver doesn't necessarily verify whether or not the padding bytes are what the standard prescribes. For example, an old version of NSS, another SSL library, was vulnerable to this problem. And as Adam notes in his blog post, F5 load balancers appear to suffer from this vulnerability. So what does this really mean? Well, first of all, just like for Poodle initially, don't panic. We don't really see this attack being used in the wild to exploit clients or servers in large numbers. Also, if you fix this problem, make sure that you fix it right. Make sure TLS 1.2 is working. TLS 1.2 should really be the standard these days. About 50% of sites, according to Adam's blog, are supporting it right now. And then also make sure the additional protections, like for example, TLS fallback SCSV, is supported by your servers and clients. Many of these issues and the standards around them are still somewhat evolving, and as such, you should expect a couple more patches for various SSL libraries within the next year or so. And sticking with the Poodle and SSL for a second here, one of the issues that keeps coming up with the Poodle test website that we put together is that people write in saying, hey, I'm using a browser that no longer supports SSL version 3, but it still shows me as vulnerable. Most of the time, what we find is that the particular user is behind a proxy that actually terminates the connection, and this proxy now establishes an SSL version 3 connection. So it's really the proxy that's vulnerable. Heise now identified one particular common package that causes this problem, and that's Kaspersky Internet Security. Kaspersky Internet Security, in order to inspect SSL connections, does intercept them with its own SSL proxy, and as a result, it does terminate a connection instead of having the browser terminated. So what's happening is Kaspersky does still support SSL version 3, so it makes the user vulnerable to the Poodle attack again. And ahead of Patch Tuesday, Tipping Point released details about a so far unpatched zero-day vulnerability in Internet Explorer. It's not clear if this vulnerability will be patched today, but at this point there is no patch. EMET, the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit, will mitigate the vulnerability. Now, Tipping Point didn't release all the details, but quite a bit of details as to which features and such are vulnerable. That's probably sufficient for a decent attacker to come up with a working exploit. Tipping Point did release that under their 180-day policy. Tipping Point did notify Microsoft of this vulnerability 180 days ago, and with that, Tipping Point now sees it fit to publish these details. And Facebook suffered an interesting vulnerability that was found by a researcher and disclosed to Facebook related to its ability to upload files. at Facebook. You can upload resumes if you want to apply for a job, and turns out they are accepting zip files, which, well, in itself isn't all that unusual. But then where it becomes a little bit more dangerous and less common, they actually unzip those zip files on the server. The problem here came in that if the zip file contained a symbolic link, that link would now be reestablished, and the attacker, by downloading the unzipped file, which was possible, was then able to access any file on Facebook's server. I think there's an interesting sort of little twist to the file upload problem, something we do cover in our web application security class quite a bit, and certainly I think we don't actually cover this variant. Probably have to add that to the material. Well, and that's it for today. Don't forget, it's Patch Tuesday, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.